75% of Americans believe in UFOs. 30% of Americans believe UFOs are vehicles from other worlds. And 3% of Americans believe they have been abducted by aliens. That's over 8 million people. They're out there, aren't they?
Welcome to the UFO Files Show with your host, Jerry Pippin.
Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin, and here it is November 4th at 7 o'clock Eastern, and I'm live by the phone. We're going to try to do some updates every Monday on our UFO show. I'd like to thank Inception Radio, by the way, for continuing to give us the time slot and the programs by rerunning them over the past year. As you know, I've been suffering from several illnesses, and including colon cancer, and I had a little problem with my bladder. And the good news is that that's cancer-free. And I have had a treatment on the prostate, and basically I think in another week and a half I'll be back to normal on that. I am walking around, and I am at my home studio, and I'd like to thank everyone that's been loyal to us and checking us out at Inception Radio, and especially I'd like to thank everybody at Inception Radio for all their support and the good wishes. And I thought I'd spend a little time tonight talking about why I do UFO shows. A lot of people have asked me that over the years. As you know, I started doing syndication shows from Las Vegas and doing basically celebrity interviews and entertainment shows. And from that, I kind of got interested in Area 51. And since it's right there, and we did a few UFO shows, got good reception, good ratings, and so we've been doing them ever since. And actually, I'd done UFO shows off and on with my talk shows all the way back to the 1960s. And a lot of people in the present day that weren't around in the late 50s and 60s don't realize how active UFO reports were back in those days and how interested the American public was. The campaign to discredit everybody in the UFO business really didn't start till a little later and reached its apex, I think, about the 1990s. And they're still going strong, trying to get us to, be discounted completely. And so I wanted to spend a little time talking to you why I do UFO shows. And if you wouldn't mind, I would like you to stop and think for a minute. Think about a clear November night, crisp, clear skies, and look up at the stars. Now, the next thing I want you to do is visualize that you're on a beach. Any beach, I don't care whether it's the Mediterranean or the Pacific, the Atlantic, in the South Pacific, wherever. Now, you're laying on that beach, and you reach in with your hand, and you grab some sand. And the grains of sand trickle through your hand. Now, scientists have come up with a hypothesis, something they can't prove completely, but they have pretty close evidence that it's true. And that is, as many grains of sand on all the beaches on Earth, that's how many stars there are out there. Now, I submit to you that we now have found planets circling the stars. So you look back at those stars and you see that they're all suns just like ours, and many of them have planets rotating around them. Now think about this for a moment. Do you really think we're alone? I think the odds are pretty steep that we may not be alone at all. And next thing I want to talk about is the fact of the UFO reports. This is not just one report. Now, we're going to talk about Roswell, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But the whole thing about it, and I want you to think about this, is that, you know, there have been reports of flying saucers, lights in the sky, pilots in the military, in commercial aviation. They've seen them come up close and personal. Remember back there when the Iranians had an encounter with some UFOs. Actually, there were four Iranian fighter jets. This happened in the 1970s. And what they did is they tried to go up and intercept some UFOs over the capital of Iran. And one of the pilots thought that the UFO had shown some inclination maybe to try to shoot him down or whatever, so he armed his missiles and pushed the fire button, but guess what happened? Nothing. That's right, they have been disarmed completely. And it's a pretty famous story. It has a lot of credibility to it. And here in the United States, we have all kinds of stories about things, close encounters, people saying they were actually picked up by UFOs, talked to extraterrestrials. Now, I submit to you that many of them might make it up, but I doubt that they're all that creative. I doubt that everyone that comes on our show, and we've had hundreds of people, are making it up. Now, the planets, they all won't be like Earth, and so life itself won't be like Earth, if you stop and think about it. Even the Vatican admits that, you know, it may not be carbon-based life at all. In fact, the Vatican is one of the places that is very open to the fact that there's life in other places. And so I just wanted to get into that for a little bit and talk to you about the fact that, you know, UFOs, there's hundreds, thousands of sightings by now. It's been going on for a long time. We're talking about colonels in the Air Force and on down, major officers that have seen many things in combat, and they can come back and tell you about their UFO experiences. They're discouraged by the FAA, and that's one of the strange things. Why does the FAA not even want to hear about a UFO report? They forward them on to several different UFO sighting places, as you well know, and we've done many shows with many of the people that operate those, and we plan to do more. Speaking of future shows, we expect to be live in our studio, sounding 100% again in December. Probably, I'm shooting for December 9th, and I know it's a long ways away yet, but we plan to do some more updates in November at the top of the show. And I'm shooting for December 9th when Larry Dickin, who started doing the UFO shows with me on this website, well, join me. We haven't worked together in 5 or 6 years, but we're going to take a look at all of the information that happened in 2013, including some interesting sightings. A couple of things I want to mention. I got a UPI dispatch here that was filed 4 hours ago, and it's talking about a comet, Comet Isom. Comet Isom has come from the Oort belt all the way to the sun once, and will do it again. If you stop and think about that, it's the coldest place they can find in the solar system, and then the hottest place when it gets very close to the sun. This time around, in late November, I believe the 28th is Thanksgiving, on Thanksgiving Day, it will be the closest that it ever has come to Earth. It passed by here last year, and everybody, including even the Mars rovers, are taking pictures of this comet as it comes through. Question is, will it be disruptive, like perhaps affecting our electrical grid? I mean, they are testing it 2 weeks before the comet comes. Is it a coincidence? Who knows? But the fact is that we have a comet, Comet Isom, that'll be visiting us on Thanksgiving Day. It'll be there the whole week. If you want to see a comet, people expect you to see this one pretty well with your naked eyes. And if you have binoculars or a telescope, it'll be even more of a great show. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is Roswell. And we're all familiar with all the shows I've done from Roswell over the years. And Donald R. Schmidt and Thomas J. Carey, I call them Don Schmidt and Tom Carey, as I've been fortunate enough to meet them and know them well, and I've talked with Don Schmidt, by the way, as yesterday by email. And Don Schmidt passes his blessings to me about that he hopes that I'll be able to come back. And Don, you know, had a very strong, dangerous medical thing happen to him several years ago. He had brain surgery, as a matter of fact, but he recovered. And I think I'm going to recover. Knock on wood, let me knock on the desk. Everything looks pretty good. It's been a long, slow healing process. It's I'm still in a medical facility, and we expect to get out of here by Christmas, if not before. Schmidt and Carey have a new book out, and they're going to be on my show here in December as well. I'm not sure of the date yet. We have to make sure I'm up and ready and strong as I think I will be. But the new book is Inside Real Area 51, The Secret History of Wright-Patterson. Now, the title pretty much gives away the title of the information in the book, but it's well worth reading, and it's really a probably one of the best jobs of reporting I've seen that lays out the information that the revelations of the Roswell crash fragments and perhaps even the alien bodies are still around. And guess where they are? No, not in Area 51. No, not someplace in New Mexico. But at the number one place, the one where they flew the bodies and the wreckage to begin with, according to Roswell legend and Roswell information. I think you can take Roswell and all of the evidence we've uncovered. I mean, Schmidt and Carey alone had 600 witnesses. I mean, come on. How can they deny this? And we keep coming out with strange, strange stories from the establishment about what really happened in Roswell. Well, I submit to you what really happened in Roswell was an alien craft crashed, and maybe more than one. So anyway, Don Schmidt and Tom Carey have done a great investigative job, and they come up with startling evidence in this new book, and I suggest you read it. It's out now, Inside the Real Area 51, The Secret History of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Now, they have the revelations in that book of where the fragments are and the bodies, and they're down deep in the tunnels, in the guts, in the belly, underneath Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. We'll have Don Schmidt and Tom Carey on, and we'll find out more information about that. And I think you'll find that a very interesting show. Tune in again next week. I'll try to be here live.